It's time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. The lady herself joins us on the phone this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. It's a great deal.
It's easy for you to say.
All of the words want to just tumble out of my mouth because there's so much art this week. Tuesday, the Duluth Art Institute is bringing up Mason Riddle from the Twin Cities to speak. This is the third and final in their series of arts writers lectures. And this has been a great series for the Duluth Art Institute and for the community. It's part of their arts writing cohort that they've been working on. They had Alicia Ellers from the Star Tribune. They had Andy Studervant, who is just a really phenomenal arts writer. And now they're having Mason Riddle. And Mason Riddle, most recently, folks will know her from the essay that she did for Jonathan Thunder's catalog. Jonathan Thunder is an amazing artist in our community and had an exhibition catalog that went along with his show at the Duluth Art Institute last year, and she wrote the piece for that. She's going to speak on Tuesday at 6 p.m. about writing about art that is deeper than ourselves. So she's going to speak about her writing process, her focus of arts writing, what she likes to look at, how she likes to talk about it. So it'll be really exciting. She's a total trip. Talk about energy and passion. She has it all. So it'll be really exciting to hear what she has to say. And then this Thursday is a triple whammy. So get plenty of sleep on Wednesday night. It starts right away at noon at the UWS, University of Wisconsin Superior Kruk Gallery. This is a really sweet little jewel box of a gallery on the UWS campus, and it is the opening of the jury exhibition. So Rob Quisling is their juror this year. Rob is an artist in our community as well as an arts educator at Hermantown High School, and Rob's work is so fascinating. He is a printmaker and a sculptor, and he really looks at the physical in a really interesting way. So, you know, he takes that, what he's learned as a printmaker and sort of this understanding that you make a physical object and then the print, you know, the artwork that you see on the wall is sort of this echo of the original physical object that you've made. And then his sculptures have that feeling as well. There's things about knots and contact and anyway, it's fascinating. And he's chosen work from students at UWS in the art classes at UWS, and it's a really great way to show off the kind of strength that's happening in their department. So he will give a little talk, and there'll be a little ceremony at noon on Thursday at UWS. So, you know, take your lunch over there and enjoy. Then 5 p.m. at Bent Paddle, they're opening their new tap room. I know it's really tough sometimes to have to look at art with beer, but, you know, we can all do it. And it shows off, so Bent Paddle has really incorporated tons of local art in their new space. And I think this is just, they're one in a lot of other organizations and businesses in town that do this. And I think it's just fabulous that we're taking ownership and celebrating our local voice. And I think that that's what Bent Paddle is all about. You know, they're making this incredible product, you know, but they're also looking at what local artists are doing. So the celebrating the voice in a lot of different ways, sort of the culture of beer and then also the culture of visual arts. So that's worth checking out. And then 7 to 11 p.m. at Blush. Blush is just this fabulous space, and Adeline Wright is having an exhibition, a solo exhibition at Blush, and it's her first in a long time. She is a hairstylist, artist, community organizer, definitely a strong voice in our community, and the exhibition that she has is titled Killers, Liars, and Flowers, and it celebrates the very off-putting hairdos of the people that preach on TV. You know what I'm talking about. Why can't I say it, Lisa? It's because they're terrible. It's because they're terrible people.
Evangelists.
I don't know why my tongue was stuck on it.
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
How much coffee have you had yet
today? I have not had enough. I have clearly not had enough.
All right. Got it.
So Adeline is celebrating these sort of crazy, you know, here are these people that are supposed to be, you know, very telegenic, and they have just sort of their own unique style. And she has done a series of portraitures about them. It's really about sort of this unctuous is a great word for it. Unctuous is a great word, and it describes it, this sort of really almost disgustingly sweet, and to have flowers in there. She has poisonous flowers, which I think is a great connection between the two, sort of this, you know, you're attracted to them, but you're really repulsed as well. So that's sort of that push-pull in there. And then there was an opening last week, and I didn't mention it, and I should have, but the good news is the exhibition is up and you can enjoy it at Lakeside Galleries. It's all about the rooster and chickens, and that's something that a lot of us in the Northland are familiar with, and have this sort of people and their chickens. There's a really interesting relationship between the two. And it was a selected show from about 20 artists in the community. Sue Rauschenfels is a standout artist in this show. What she has done with how she represents chickens and roosters and that flock mentality, and what the rooster does and what the chickens do, and sort of they have, you know, they're wonderfully touchable but repulsive in some ways as well. So,
was Lucy Amundson tapped at any point to MC the opening, to do some kind of an interpretive reading, perhaps, about chickens?
I hope so. I haven't heard about that, but I'm going to have to connect. The first thing I'm going to do now is connect Aaron Kloss, the director of that gallery, and Lucy, because
I really don't
definitely happen.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about the beautiful mesh of the visual arts with the literary arts,
sure.
And I really can't see anybody who could represent the literary arts and chickens, perhaps quite as well as Lucy Amundson. So
absolutely,
that's my bid there.
Hero.
You bet.
Good. Thank you, Lisa.
So
and that's our week in art.
There is plenty to do, and if you don't go, you'll have egg on your face.
Oh, you okay. Said it. I didn't say it. You're the one that said it.
Annie, go have some coffee. You'll feel better. Trust me.
Thank you.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD. Occasionally a pun, most foul.